Well, I need your prayers.
Lord, bless you.
Very thankful to be here. The Lord has made a way for it. And thought of the scripture that Brother Philip mentioned this morning. I believe it was Brother Philip, of sitting together in heavenly places. And I feel like that's where I've been. I've been enjoying the meeting and the faithfulness of the Lord above all, and His willingness to meet with us. His willingness to talk with us and commune with us, I count that very valuable. I'd like to begin in the 15th chapter of the book of John. John, the 15th chapter. Thirteenth verse says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you." We sang the song about the friend that we have in Jesus, and I'm thankful that He is. I'm thankful that to every one of us, He'll be a friend. He'll show Himself near, He'll endear Himself to us, and it says here of the aspect of a friend that sticks closer than a brother, that I haven't called you servants. And the distinction that he draws there is a servant doesn't know what his master does. He doesn't have that relationship with the master that he confides in him, that he shares with him. But he said, "I've called you friends." The relationship that I want to have with every one of you is that you're my friend, and that everything that I've heard of the Father, I haven't hidden it from you. Yes, He said that there are some things that you're not able to bear. There are things that at this point, and perhaps we'll touch on that a little more, you're not able to receive. But everything that the Father gives me, that's what I convey to you. It's not my own message, but I want to share that with you. Remember whenever the angel came down to meet with Abraham? He asked the question the Lord asked, "Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I shall do? Shall I hide, shall I conceal that and keep it from him? Or shall I go down and confide and share with Abraham the things that I'm seeing, the things that are on my mind?" And I believe the Lord's desire is to share some things with us. For us to be able to have, and the burden that the Lord has given me is about spiritual understanding. The Lord wants us to be able to have an understanding of the things of the Father. I'd like to look at the 30th chapter of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 30. Let's begin with the 11th verse. It says, "For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, Who shall go up for us to heaven, and bring it unto us, that we may hear it, and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, Who shall go over the sea for us, and bring it unto us, that we may hear it, and do it. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil." I want you to know that the word, the commandments, the requirements that I have for your lives, for your conduct, the way that you conduct your life, it's not something that's beyond your reach. It's not something that I hold expectations for you in your life, that there's no way for you to be able to comprehend or understand it. And he said, even to them under the old law, the commandments that I've given you, the law that I've given you, is very clear, it's very explicit in what my requirements are for you. It's not something that I have to have a doctorate to understand. It's not something that I have to be able to say, who can go to the other side of the sea, or who can reach high enough to be able to comprehend. But the Lord wants every one of us to be able to have a spiritual understanding, to be able to realize that the word of the Lord that He's given us, His expectations of my life, it's not something that's beyond my ability to grasp. In my own self it is. Because I cannot, the natural man does not receive the things that are of the Spirit of God. They're spiritually discerned. I can't understand in my own self. But the Lord's desire is to give us a spiritual understanding. Understanding is to the soul as eyes are to the body. The light that shines and reflects off objects that allow me to see. If my eyes are blinded, if I'm not able to receive and to process that, it's as if the light's not shining. I'm not able to receive it. I'm not able to determine what it is that I'm looking at. You know, with the light that shines, Jesus spoke of those that have ears, but they don't hear. They have eyes, but they don't see. They're able to hear the same words that you hear. They're able to hear the same parable that you hear, but yet they don't receive it. They're not able to profit or benefit from it. It is spiritually discerned. But the Lord wants us to be able to have an understanding. To be able to understand and discern. There are religions of mankind that I have to try in some way and hope that I can appease the gods. I have to try to hope that I can appease God that must be displeased in this way. Maybe if that doesn't work, I'll try that. Thank the Lord that we can worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Yes. With understanding in our heart, that I can understand what the word of the Lord is. It's not something that's given that's not able for us to receive. Or that it's only for a certain class, or it's only for a certain, the body of ministers. The revelation and understanding of the deep things of God are only for the ministers or the teachers. It's only for a priest. You know, there's a long space of time in the history of the world. The Dark Ages. Read about it in the book of Revelation, I believe, as the rider on the black horse. And he was pictured as holding a balance in his hand. And he went forth and he said, I'm selling a measure of wheat for a penny. Or a denarius, I believe, about a day's wages. And I'll mete out and I'll measure out just enough for you that you can receive enough to subsist for that day. You know, thank the Lord, we don't have to go through some priest. We don't have to go through some man to say, what is it that I need to receive? I work with a man that is a Catholic. And he told me that growing up in school, the nuns told him, you don't need to read the Bible. Because we'll tell you everything that you need to know. So don't take your time. Don't bother. Don't worry about it. We'll tell you the things that you need to know. Well, thank the Lord we can go directly to the author. We can go directly to the one that wrote the book. I don't have to take it filtered through someone else. Do you remember what the Bereans did? Whenever they received the word with readiness of mind, they went then and they searched the scriptures for themselves. You know, every one of us have that privilege that I can go directly to the author of our faith and I can get an understanding for myself. I may not have a degree. I may not have behind my name Clint Doolittle, D.D. I may not have a doctorate of divinity, but thank the Lord I don't need it. The Lord is able to go to every honest soul and reveal Himself unto that person. There were a couple councils, the Council at Toulouse, 1229. It was said that we prohibit also that the laity, the people of the congregation, not be permitted to have the books of the Old or New Testament. We most strictly forbid their having any translation of these books. Council of Tarragona in 1234, no one may possess the books of the Old and New Testament. And if anyone possesses them, he must turn them over to the local bishop within 8 days, so that they may be burned. You know, it's easy to take for granted what we have. It's easy to take for granted the access that we have to be able to go directly to the author. But there was a time whenever it was said and determined that the laity, the common people, should not be able to have access to the Word of God. Because they're not educated, they're not able, they're not in a special class of people to be able to rightly divide the word of truth. That's selected only to us, and we'll impart to them what they have. But the Lord desires, the scripture in Jeremiah, I believe the 31st chapter, says, in that day, maybe we could turn and read that, Jeremiah 31, 34th verse.
Praise the Lord.
Begin with the 33rd verse. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. No more will you have to be able to say one man imparting to another man. And yes, the Lord has chosen by the foolishness of preaching to impart the word of God. But I have the access to be able to go directly to Him for myself and know the Lord for myself. And be able to have a relationship with Him and an understanding for myself. That I don't have to be as the one that said, well, the nuns told me. Or, well, so-and-so told me and I've been told that I don't have the intelligence. Or I'm not capable of having the relationship with the Lord to get for myself the truths. But thank the Lord, it's not afar off. The word that He's given and made available to us is not something that's beyond reach. It's not something that we're not able, by the help of the Lord and the revelation of His Spirit, to receive. Turn with me, if you would, to the 7th chapter of John. John 7. The 14th verse. Now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, How knoweth this man letters, having never learned? Jesus answered them and said, My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. As they looked on, and Jesus had gone up to the feast and hadn't revealed who he was. But this man that stood up before him and others that looked on had noted that this man speaks as no other man. There's something about the words that he speaks that have a weight to it, that gives light and gives understanding, and it witnesses to truth. Remember the same was said, I believe, was it Peter and John? It said whenever they were preaching and those that were looking on and heard the word, they knew those men. They knew that they were ignorant and unlearned men. By all reasoning, you shouldn't even be standing before us. Because there are those that are learned, that are schooled in the law, and you're not. You haven't been up through the schools of learning and understanding. You know, our religious world places such high esteem on that. A minister should not be able to stand and minister of the Word of God or any other person without going through the schools of learning. Without being able to learn and get a degree that is a qualification. You know that piece of paper is no qualification. That doesn't impart any knowledge. You know the scripture that says there are those, speaking of the last days, that are ever learning. They're always receiving more knowledge. The Athenians were those that they stood in the houses of learning and all the different faiths that came their way. They were eager to hear it, but not by honesty of heart, not by true desire to know what is the truth. Well, I want to entertain. Well, what's your idea? And what's your idea? Well, what's your faith? Let's hear that, and maybe we can take a conglomeration of all of them, and maybe we can make something of that. Thank the Lord for truth. Thank the Lord that He's made available to us His one true way. And it's not by the esteem of the world. It's not by the most intelligent, thank the Lord. It's not by any other esteem of mankind that I can be able to aspire to receive the truths of God's Word. But it is the honest of heart. The scripture where Jesus went on to say, as they looked on Him and they marveled, saying, this man hasn't received letters. He hasn't learned of us. How could he possibly know and understand? Jesus said, My doctrine is not mine, but His that sent me. If any man will do His will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. You know, that's the place the Lord would have every one of us to be. It says, if any man will do His will, whosoever will, whoever is of a willing and an honest heart, if any man love me, keep my commandments. If you want to follow in my ways, if you want it more than just an intellectual I want to hear what you teach. And I want to hear you debate your theological points. And I'll have an open mind towards that. And I'll have an open mind towards the theology of the world. But those that are of honesty and sincerity before the Lord. Lord, I want to do your will. Lord, I want to know your will. I want to know what is acceptable in your sight. If any man will come with willingness of heart, believe that's what the scripture is saying, to come before the Father, to present ourselves before him in honesty of heart. Lord, you know you can go to the Word of God. If I want to prove a point to you, if I want to justify myself, Jesus said in one place unto the Pharisees, ye are they which justify yourselves. You come to me and you ask me questions and you tempt me, but it's not to truly know truth. It's not to understand where you stand. It's because you want to justify where you're at.
Yes.
You know, I can go into the scripture and I can find some scripture to justify my lifestyle.
Yes.
It's being done worldwide and we hear it and I think, how can the scripture be that twisted? But if I want to go into the scripture with a purpose, this is what I'm going to prove. I'm going to go to the scripture and this is the way I believe it to be. And I'm going to prove it regardless of what I see. There's danger in that. But Lord, help us to come and present ourselves. Lord, I'm not trying to justify myself. I'm not trying to say, no, it can't be that way, Lord. I want to prove this people wrong. Lord, help me to know. Help me, Lord, give me understanding of your word. These things that I read that maybe I don't understand. And there are philosophies and doctrines. And when Jesus turned to the disciples and said, who is it the men say that I am? Well, some say this and some have this opinion. There's this idea out there. No, forget all that. Forget all that you've heard. Forget all the influences. Who do you say that I am? Not through another man. No more will you teach every man his neighbor. But you'll know the Lord for yourself.
Yes.
You'll be able to know and have the revelation for yourself. Ephesians, I believe the first chapter, his prayer was that the eyes of your understanding and the revelation of him, that the eyes of your understanding might be enlightened, that you might know what is the hope of his calling. You might know what's available unto all the saints. Be able to know what is the length and the breadth and the width and the depth of all that the Lord has for us. Yes, it's deep. It's a river to swim in. It's not something, sometimes we want to just go out and get our feet wet in the water and satisfied to stop there. But I want to challenge us today that we'd be of a heart and of a mind, Lord, I want to understand. I want to have an understanding heart. That is the requirement. It's the condition of heart with which I present myself unto the Lord. Lord, I want to be able to understand of any man that comes to the Father like that. If a man comes, Jesus was speaking this of the Holy Spirit. If a man comes and he asks his father bread, will he give him a stone? If he asks for fish, will he give him a serpent? If any man lack wisdom, let him do what? Let him ask of God that giveth to all, not just to the ministers, not just to the teachers, not just to the deep, not just to a select few, but to all men liberally. He doesn't hold back. There isn't just a certain portion that, well, you're just part of the laity. Or you're just of this family. You know, the understanding of truth is not given because of the family I'm in. It's not given because I was born in the family among the saints. That's not. Thank the Lord for that. I'm one of those. Thank the Lord for being able to have the advantage of knowing the teachings. But you know, that's not where real understanding. Knowledge is not understanding.
Right.
Knowledge itself, you can ever learn, but never come to a knowledge or an understanding of the truth. It's more than a head knowledge. It's more than that. And so understanding, you know, I've heard testimonies, I've heard it just recently of an individual that the Lord begins to deal with. Out in the world, have not known the saints, have not known the truth, and they begin to ask some questions. I want to get saved. The Lord's dealing with my heart. You know, there's wisdom in dealing with someone like that. The Lord is able to go and reveal himself and what he requires in his time and in his way and give words that are fitly spoken to reach those individuals. The one that I'm thinking of, different occasions, different phone calls in a relatively short period of time, said, you know, the Lord's been dealing with me about my jewelry. Hadn't said anything about it. You know, the Lord's been talking to me about a lady, about the pants that I'm wearing. Hadn't been raised among the saints. Hadn't heard and said under the doctrine and the teaching of the saints. But you know, this is not, as Jesus said, it's not my doctrine. This is not our doctrine. The doctrine of the Church of God is not the doctrine of a body of ministers. The doctrine of the Church of God is the Word of God. It's that that's universal and available to all men. And it's taught by the Holy Spirit. It's revealed. That's how understanding comes. Scripture says in Job 32:4, there is a spirit in man. And the inspiration, the in-breathing, to give the breath of life unto. Inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. He puts the flesh on the bones. He puts the breath into the body to give it life. The Lord by His Holy Spirit. Remember, as we mentioned, Jesus told His disciples, I have many things to teach you. I have many things that I want to tell you, but you're not able to bear it. You're not able to receive it and understand it at this point. But what did He say? Whenever I go and I send the Comforter back to you, that Spirit of truth, He'll lead you in all truth. He won't guide you astray. He won't guide you wrong. But He'll give you understanding by the Spirit of revelation of Jesus Christ, witness to every one of us. He'll reveal Himself. And I'll bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever things I taught you. Don't you know there were times after the day of Pentecost that they look back, now I understand. I didn't know, Lord, what you were doing. I wasn't able to fully grasp what you were doing at that point. But now by the Spirit of truth, it's opened the eyes of my understanding. You know, we were not designed as in the plan of salvation to be saved and to go out into the work of the Lord or to go about our walk with the Lord from there. But He told the disciples, tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. You're not able to bear all things yet. The Spirit of truth that'll teach you and guide you, that'll witness to your spirit of the truth. He said He is with you, but He shall be in you. To be able to give you an understanding, to be able to open the eyes of my understanding. You know, there are places that we have questions sometimes, especially sometimes the young people get picked on. But as young people, sometimes there are things that I just don't understand. There are things about doctrine and teaching and, well, I've always heard this. I've always seen this done. But if I'm challenged on it, I don't really understand it. You know, it's not just for, though it's not beyond your reach and grasp. The Lord wants to be able to impart to us understanding and truth. And I want to challenge us, as the Scripture said, if any man do His will, He'll know of the doctrine. Let's draw close to the Lord. You know, if there's something, if I remember something that Brother Curtis did last assembly meeting, wrote something on the board with larger letters on the top and a little smaller print on the bottom, and he asked someone, can you read this whole thing for me? And some said, well, I can read the first line. And as they walked up closer and closer, it became clearer what was written. You know, it's that way with the doctrine of the Word of God. There are some things that if I'm on the periphery, if I'm on the outside looking in and I'm looking on from a distance, I'm not going to be able to understand. I may be able to see men as trees walking, or I may be able to see a form of it, but I can't really discern it. The Lord wants to do a complete work for us by His Spirit dwelling within us and giving us understanding. And as I desire and am of the heart to say, Lord, I may not understand, but I'm running for You. Lord, I want to get as close to You as I can. You know, I found in my life questions sometimes that I have as I strive to draw closer to the Lord. The questions just kind of go away. The Lord has a way of revealing and giving us understanding that I didn't know, but I may not get it on the outside. I may not get it on the peripheral looking in. The Lord would have us to draw as close to Him as we can. I've heard testimony sometimes of those that have come in from the world and they've met the saints. And they There was something that witnessed to their spirit that this is true. Thank the Lord for it. And they got saved. And their testimony was, I don't know why you people dress the way you do. I don't know why you act the way. I don't know this and I don't, but I want to be just like you. And so I want to go and I want to dress just like you and I want to do everything that you do. And I thought before, well, that's good. That's a good desire to have, but it needs to go much deeper than that. But you know, as I believe the Lord began to give me a little better understanding, there is a place that we get to that we better have something deeper than that. We better be able to come to the point that I have an understanding for myself. But you know, there is value in marking the perfect man. There is value on looking on those, and the Lord brought it to my understanding in this way. If I aspired to be a lineman, and I wanted to work on high voltage lines, and let's say I approached a crew and said, I want to do what you're doing. I want to be a lineman. I want to learn the trade and I want to learn how to do the work. You know, I could look on the protective gear they put on. I could look at all the precautions and all the time that they go through. And they stop their job and they go take this precaution and they lock this out. Oh, come on, folks. You know, it would be so much quicker if you did it this way. You know, that's really not very stylish. All the guards that you wear and all the protective clothing that you wear, you know, you really shouldn't. Let me show you a better way. And I come in as someone not knowing the trade. I come in as someone not realizing the dangers that are present. But yet I realize there's a people. There's a group of men that understand. They've done it. They've been successful at what they're doing. You know, it'd be foolish for me to come in and say, until I understand it for myself. Because by that point, you won't be alive. If I am of the mindset that I'm not wearing the protective gear, I'm not going to lock that out until I see for myself what it does to me, if I don't. Lord, help us in a spiritual sense to be of the same mindset. That I mark the perfect man. That I realize, you know what, I may not have all the understanding, but I want to be very careful. Very careful in looking on those that have been successful in their walk for the Lord. Those that have met the devil, have fought with the devil, have had battles in their lives and come through with victory in their soul. I'm very careful to gainsay that. To say, you know, that's foolish. You know, that precaution, that carefulness that you had about your life, that's just silly. And I'm coming in and I'm going to show a different way to be able to live it. Lord, help us to be of the mindset. Lord, give me understanding. Lord, I want to humble myself before you. I want to allow the Holy Spirit to help me to rightly divide. I want to come to the place, Lord. Maybe I don't have all the answers. But Lord, I want to have the understanding that you would have. The children of Israel, as Moses came down out of the mount, said that they could not steadfastly behold his face. Why? Because he was glowing. His face shone as it were of the sun. He had been in the presence of God. And it said that they asked him to put a veil over his face because they couldn't look on it. You can read in the New Testament, I believe is it 1 Corinthians, it says, which veil is yet untaken away in the reading of the law. There is still a veil over people's minds and their hearts. That veil, as you read the passage of Scripture bears out, is the veil of carnality, of the flesh, that people are blinded with, and the God of this world has blinded the minds of those that believe not, that I'm not able to receive it. I'm not able to see it. It's foolishness unto me. But he said, although the letter killeth, the Spirit gives life. And there is a ministration of the law that's far more glorious. There is that which the Lord wants to write on the tables of our hearts. That the veil's taken away, the flesh, the carnality, the things that would stand in the way of me being able to understand the ways of the Lord. To be able to understand His precepts. Those are taken away. So I want to challenge us as we close. Remember what Solomon's desire was? When the Lord came to him and said, Solomon, of anything that you want, what would be your desire? And he said, Lord, give me an understanding heart. Lord, help me to have a heart that's an understanding heart. Help me to be able to rightly discern and know how to govern your people. As a leader of your people, I'm going to need to be able to have understanding and discernment. You think it's not critical for us today to be able to have discernment and understanding, to be able to determine right from wrong? You know, if we follow the letter of the law, there's more than that. There's a reason why the Lord didn't say, there's going to be a list on the wall, and these are the 21, you know, we had 10 commandments, well now in the New Testament maybe we'll have 20 or 30. That's not the direction that He took it. It's not a following of the letter of the law. But I want to write it in your heart. I want you to get beyond just following the letter to understanding the principle that's behind the letter. I can tell my children sometimes, I want you to do that. And they'll come back and find, well, you didn't exactly say it this way. You didn't say I couldn't read this other book, so I went and got that other book. And I know you know what I meant. I didn't say it exactly, but I want you to be in the place that I know what you mean. I know, Lord, where you're coming from. I know what holiness is. It's more than just a list of rules. Lord, it's something that's witnessed to my heart. It's a work that's in the heart, that you've changed my desires and you've changed my heart. And now as we approach and as we face new things that our parents and our grandparents never had to face, you know, the Scripture never becomes irrelevant. It never becomes outdated. It never becomes something that needs a revision, but it still applies. The principles of holiness and godliness and right living, they still apply to our day and age. Lord, give me an understanding heart. The sons of Issachar said they were men that had understanding of the times. To be able to know what Israel ought to do, Lord, help us. Everyone, Lord, help us to be men of understanding. Men and women of understanding to discern the signs of the time. To be able to know and be able by the instruction of the Lord, the grace of God, to decipher and navigate my way through this dangerous world. So let's have the desire that Solomon had. Lord, above all what I want and I desire is to have an understanding heart. Proverbs, the second chapter, we'll close here. Proverbs 2. Appreciated the message the other night about diligence and desire. Applying ourselves, the Scripture says the children of men were in their day wiser than the children of light in applying themselves and knowing how to conduct business to get something done. Perhaps we look at it that way. And riches, as was brought out in the message, to be able to apply myself in diligence, to be able to reach a goal that I've set. But Lord, help us to apply this same diligence in the things of God. As it says in Proverbs 2, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity. Yea, every good path. Search for her. Above all, as it says in the fourth chapter, get wisdom in all thy getting. Get understanding. Let this be your pursuit. And I want to challenge us with this charge. May this be our desire. May we never get to the point, any of us, that I'm satisfied, that I'm content, that I get into a place that I'm comfortable and I just stop there. But I want to have a continual pursuit after God. Lord, I want to draw closer to you. I want to learn more. I know that there are depths that I've never reached. And I want to be able to seek after her as the treasure in the field. Whatever the cost, whatever the expense, with diligence, with determination, with my eyes steadfastly on it. If I don't understand it, Lord, I'm going to seek you for understanding. You know, the Lord can come and witness to us as man cannot witness. We can teach and we can preach as well we should. But until the Lord reveals it and the Lord helps me to have the understanding of it, it'll just be as words. So Lord, help us that we would be of a heart that we would understand and receive the words of the Lord. You pray for me.